I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. For all of you football fans out there, the wait is over. Tonight, the Indianapolis Colts and the New Orleans Saints kick off the 2007 NFL season in downtown Indy. Or, if you prefer tennis, your big game was yesterday, when tennis titan Roger Federer beat upstart Andy Roddick for a shot at his fourth consecutive U.S. Open title. For these stories and more, we've got New York Times sports writer and News and Notes resident sports guru, William Roden. How's it going, Bill?
Right. How are you doing?
I am doing great. So I just have to whine and complain. This is an old complaint. The Colts used to be the Baltimore Colts. But anyway,
I'm with you. I went to school in Baltimore. I went to Morgan. And that, you know, there's always the Baltimore Colts. but this is my profession, so we have to move on.
We have to move on. We must press on. So that's the right. Indianapolis Colts and the Saints, what can we expect?
Well, it's sort of the we have the sweet and the sour. I mean, this game sort of represents all the good. You know, you have Tony Dungy has become the nation's beloved football coach. You know, he's mild-mannered, great guy. Peyton Manning is the nation's beloved quarterback. And the New Orleans Saints, you know, are sort of America's team after how well they rebounded last year, and they represented the hopes and the dreams of a city that was devastated. So tonight's, you know, good time Charlie night in the National Football League. Everything is, everything is love and hugs. Sunday, of course, will be something different when the Atlanta Falcons open up in Minnesota. And there's, you know, Farai, this is such a bizarre opening to the season because I just described the warm and fuzzy feeling around tonight's opening, but there's just this cloud hanging over the league because it's probably one of its most popular players, Mike Vick, is not going to be around and is facing jail time. And I think among a lot of players, it's sort of a bittersweet beginning to this season because of some of the things that happened to Vick and the dog fighting, this dark cloud that's kind of over the league because of all the players who have been suspended. So it's a very bizarre opening to the nation's pastime.
Let's hop back to the Colts for a second. They are led by Coach Tony Dungy, and he has a new book out. He's had a tough couple of years. Do you think that he and his team have another win in them?
I think they do. I think that Dungy has this really nice biography, and you're right. I think his son committed suicide tragically a couple years ago, and Tony has such a deep spirituality around him that I think has attracted a sort of warmth and great respect from everybody who watches football. His team really believes his team is a reflection of him. And, yeah, I think absolutely if Peyton Manning doesn't get hurt, if Marvin Harrison gets hurt, if there's no really great injuries, yeah, I think that your Baltimore Colts, I think that the Indianapolis Colts, no, I think that the Colts definitely can put themselves in a position to repeat.
Now let's move on, Bill, to tennis. You have Roger Federer holding his ground at the U.S. Open. It was a good match, but begs the question, is Federer unbeatable?
Well, first of all, nobody's unbeatable. You know, I've been doing this for 35 years, and just when you think that somebody's unbeatable, they get trampled in an upset. But Federer is close. He is as close to a perfect tennis player as you can come. Last night, Andy Roddick threw everything he had at Federer. I mean, he just played probably the best he can play, and he still couldn't win a set. And I think that's probably what makes men's tennis attractive now. Although you don't have the depth that you've got in the women's field, you need an Attila the Hun. You need someone who seems to be unbeatable, somebody for everybody to shoot to, and that is clearly Roger Federer. He's trying to become the first men's tennis player since the 20s to win four straight opens. Can he be beaten? Yeah, but stand in line.
All right, we're going to have to whip through this one quickly. What about the Williams sisters? We were looking for a Williams versus Williams match, but Serena got knocked out of the tournament. What do you see ahead for those guys?
I don't think the Williams sisters want to play each other. Venus coming off of Wimbledon is very strong. It's going to be a great match tomorrow. She's going to play Justine Henin. I like Venus. She's really focused. She's out for revenge. She wants to beat the woman who beat her sister. I like Venus in this match. I like Venus actually to win the women's side of the U.S. Open.
All right. Well, we will certainly stay tuned. And, Bill, it was a pleasure as always.
It's always a pleasure. Go Baltimore.
Bill Roden is a regular sports commentator for News and Notes and a sports writer for The New York Times. He is also the author of $40 Million Slaves, The Rise, Fall, and Redemption of the Black Athlete.